Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, Sukkah Mem Zayin. We begin on Mevav Vamebeis, four lines from the bottom. So nowadays, what do people in Chutz Lars do? Ashbin Yatzeres, they sit in the Sukkah? Do they make a Brachal Eshav HaSukkah? Let's see. It says more four lines from the bottom, Amar Yehuda Berei, the Rav Shmo Bar Shilas, and he said it Mishmei in the name of Rav, Mishmei the Rav. Shmini Safek Shvi, on the eighth day of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, which is really Safek Day 7. Day 7 is still within the Zman Mitzvahs Sukkah, but 8th is not. The 8th day is by Yasei Safek. Is it 7? Is it 8? So what do you do with regard to Sukkah? Halacha is Shvi'i lo Sukkah. It's considered like Day 7 in reference to Sukkah. U'shmini lo Bracha. When it comes to Bracha, Rashi explains, as far as davening, as far as birchas hamazon, as far as kiddush, we relate to this day as Shmini Atzeres. So when it comes to Sukkah, we treat it like day 7. When it comes to other things, like day 8. That's Shitas Rav. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, Shmini lezeh lezeh. Even with respect to Sukkah, we treat this day like day 8. Now, what exactly are they referring to? Explains the Gemara. Mesev kuli amulei pligi diasvinan. All agree. Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that you meant to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, which is really Safek Day 7. So sitting, yes. Ki pligi lebruchi. The question is, do you make a bracha leishav a Sukkah? Lamanda meshvi le Sukkah, according to Rav, who said that Shmini Atzeres is treated like Day 7 of Sukkahs with respect to Mitzvah Sukkah. What he meant was bruchi namim varchinan. Not only do we actually sit in the Sukkah when we eat and sleep, but we actually make a bracha leishav a Sukkah. Because otherwise, people are not going to sit in the Sukkah. If you're not going to make a bracha, people won't deem it important enough. They won't actually sit there. So it's either all or nothing. It goes together as a package. You sit and you make a bracha. That's Rav Shita. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan, who referred to Shmini Atzeres as day 8 for brachas and also for Sukkah, what he meant was bruchi lemi varchinan. Although we send the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, but without a bracha, we don't want to interfere with the kedusha of Shmini Atzeres. We don't want it to appear like a contradiction. So leave the bracha out. You could sit there. Taisa says sometimes people sit in the Sukkah even when it's not Yom Tov. They like the open air, the outdoors. So sitting in the Sukkah isn't really an outright contradiction. It doesn't contravene kedusha as Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres. But leave the bracha out of it, so it doesn't appear like a contradiction. So once again, according to Rav, Shmini Atzeres, which is really Safek Zayin, we sit and we make a bracha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you eat in the Sukkah without a bracha. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Nakoit Rabbi Yochanan biyotcha. Adopt Rabbi Yochanan shita. That's the correct approach. I have a raya from these Amaroim. The Rav Hu Nebar Bizna v'chol Gedolei Hador. He and all the other Gedolei Hador iklu b'sukkah b'shmini Safek Shvi. They encountered a Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, which is Safek Day 7. What do they do? Meisav have a yasvu. It's only a sand, the Sukkah. They ate in the Sukkah. Bruchi le brichi, but without a bracha. So apparently that's the correct approach. Use the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, but without a bracha. Says, well, how do you know? To interpret their story in this manner of Adilma Svir Lehu, perhaps really they hold that you make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres. If you sit, you make a bracha. Why didn't they make the bracha? They already made a bracha at the beginning of Yom Tov. And that suffices for the entire Zman HaMitzvah, for all 7 days, all 8 days. V'dilma svirlu, perhaps they hold, command the Amar like that, Shita, which says, ki men shebirach Yom Tov Rishon, once you make a bracha leish basuk on the first day of Yom Tov, that exempts the entire Zman HaMitzvah, the entire Yom Tov. Shuv ein nimevarach, you no longer make a bracha. So they had a bracha, way back in the beginning of Yom Tov. And says the Gemara Gemiri, so he responded, Rav Yosef responded, Gemiri, I heard from my Rebbe that the circumstance of that story was as follows. The Me'efer also, they came from the, Efer is a swamp, they came from the outdoors where they didn't have a sukkah. All throughout sukkahs, this was their first sukkah experience, in which case they never made a bracha. And what did they do? They came into the sukkah and they didn't make a bracha this time either, apparently, because that's the correct approach. Ashmin Atzeres, we use a sukkah without a bracha. So in summary, according to this approach in the Gemara, Ashmin Atzeres in Chutzlar is where it's a Suffolk day 7. A Suffolk, if it's still the Zman of Sukkah, you must sit in the Sukkah. What are you meant to do? Rav says, sit in the Sukkah with a bracha. Don't be mechalak between the mitzvah and the bracha. Because if you're going to suspend the bracha, it's going to interfere with the performance of the mitzvah. Everything will get cancelled. So do it together. Rabbi Yechonah says, sit in the Sukkah, but the bracha, that's going to be interference. So the Kedusha of Shmini Atzeres, it's going to be like a tarti disaster, self-contradiction. Leave the bracha out. And Rabbi Yosef assumes that the correct approach is Rabbi Yechonah's opinion. You sit in the Sukkah without a bracha. Ika d'amri, there was another version of this machlokes as follows. Bruchi kuli almo lepligit lem brachinan. All agree. Rav and Rabbi Yechonah both agree that a bracha is not in place, because it serves to interfere with the status of Shmini Atzeres. If you can make a bracha, you can make it obvious that you're still considering it somewhat mainstream sukkahs, which is a stira to Shmini Atzeres. So skip the bracha. Keep ligi lemesa. The question between Rav and Rabbi Yechonah is whether we actually sit in the sukkah at all on Shmini Atzeres. Lamandam a shivalus sukkah. According to Rav, who regarded Shmini Atzeres as day 7 with respect to sukkah, what did he mean? Mesav yasvinan. All he meant to say is that he meant to sit in the sukkah. No bracha, but at least use the sukkah. Ulamandam Shmini zel zeh, which Rabbi Yechonah referred to Shmini Atzeres as the 8th with respect to this and that, meaning for brachas and tefillin, rechsamaz and kiddush, and lezeh, and for sukkahs. What he meant to say was there was no sukkah at all. Mesav nami lo yasvinan. We don't want to sit in the sukkah at all in order not to interfere, to create that wrong impression. And today is still Chol HaMoed, it's not Shmini Atzeres, so leave the sukkah out of the picture. Rav Yosef, nekoit the Rav Yechonah biyadcha. Rav Yosef responds and he says, you know what? You want to adopt Rav Yechonah's shita. That's the correct approach. What does Rav Yechonah say once again? He says, don't sit in the sukkah at all on Shmini Atzeres. How do I know that's the correct opinion? The mara the shmeitzer money. Who is the man de Omar who quoted Rav? Let's go back a second. We started with Rav Yehuda, Braid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, who quoted Rav to the effect of that you have to sit in the sukkah, right, without a bracha. That's the approach we're taking now. He held, you use the sukkah without a bracha. So who's the Mara de Shmat Mani? Who is he? Who's the one that presented Shita's Rav? Who disagrees with Rabbi Yechonah, who says you don't sit in the sukkah at all? Who was he? Rav Yehuda, Braid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, right? So he's the author of that Shita. He's the one who presented it, and himself didn't follow through with that shita. So apparently, that shita is inaccurate, or at least we're not meant to adopt that shita la'alocha, because the one who presented the shita, he himself didn't follow that opinion. U'b'shmini safek shvi, we see that on the 8th day, which was really safek day 7, he himself, levar mi sukkah, Yosef, he would sit out of the sukkah. Therefore, says Rabbi Yechonah, it's probable to assume that the correct opinion is Rabbi Yechonah, and we don't sit in the sukkah at all on Shmini Atzeres. So what's the maskana? V'hilchasa, concludes the Gemara, Meisav Yasfinan, we actually do sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Bruchi, lemi brachinan, but without a bracha. So in conclusion, we had two versions in the Gemara with respect to the halacha of using the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, which is really a suffolk day 7. In approach number 1 in the Gemara, we had Rav who said, you sit and you make a bracha, we don't differentiate. Rabbi Yechonah says, we sit, but without a bracha, we don't want to interfere with the kedusha and the status of Shmini Atzeres. So sit in the sukkah, where it's not so obvious that it's l'shem mitzvah. So sit in there without a bracha. According to the second approach in the Gemara, all agree there's no bracha, because that would be an interference with the Kedusha of Shmini Atzeres. Rav says, at least you sit in the sukkah. Rabbi Yechonah says, you don't even sit in the sukkah. Maskan of the Gemara is, Mesav Yasfinan, we sit in the sukkah, but without a bracha. I tell you, it's Esakash. What happened to Lulav? We should take the Lulav on the eighth day, if it's Suffolk Zion. So he says, because when it comes to Lulav, they didn't want to be Masakin to take the Lulav Misuffolk, because it's Yom Tiv. And really, the Lulav is technically Muktzah. But Muktzah is set aside, is suspended for the sake of Mitzvah. If you're going to take a Lulav on the eighth day of Shmini Atzeres, it's going to make it obvious that it's not really Shmini Atzeres. Why are you touching Muktzah? Obviously, it's L'chol HaMoed. Obviously, it's still Zman Lulav. It's going to make it obvious that it's not Shmini Atzeres. That's a real stira to the status of Shmini Atzeres. So we leave that behind. However, says Tosis, when it comes to Sukkah, in the words of Tosis, on top, about three lines from the top, Aval Sukkah, when it comes to Sukkah, it's different. Pa'amim shu sukkose areva alav. Sometimes the outdoors are pleasant, and something he would do regardless. Even on Yantiv, perhaps he would go out to the sukkah and have his picnic outside. So spending times outdoors isn't necessarily a stira to Yantiv. You know, based on this Tosis, the Karban Nisanal says that if it's a stormy, very cold day where the elements are interfering, he says perhaps you should not be sitting out in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, because that wouldn't work with Tosis Svara, because that would make it obvious that you're doing L'shem Mitzvah. And based on that Karban Nisanal, there are those that are noyig not to eat in the sukkah, at least to minimize their sukkah use on Shmini Atzeres. But according to the straightforward Psak Halacha in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, indeed we do use the sukkah fully on Shmini Atzeres, however without a bracha. Continues the Gemara. Continuing on the topic of Shmini Atzeres, Omer B'yechlan, he says a chiddush. Omer Mzman B'Shmini Shalchag. He meant to make a new bracha of Zman. Zman means bracha of Shechayonu, thanking Hashem for giving us the opportunity of arriving, of living until this, and experiencing the special moment, the special time, the special Yom Tov, or the special mitzvah. So meant to make Shechayonu a special new bracha of Shechayonu b'Shmini Shel Chag in honor of Shmini Atzeres, although he already made a Shechayonu at the beginning of Sukkot. Ve'ein oimrim Zman b'Shvi'i Shel Pesach, as opposed to the Yom Tov Achron of Pesach, the seventh day of Pesach, that doesn't get its own Shechayonu. It's considered part of the mainstream Yom Tov of Pesach. It doesn't get its own Zman. It's not considered its own independent Yom Tov. V'amar Ablevi Bar Chama. V'itema, some say it was Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Teda. I'll prove this to you. That what? That Shmini Atzeres is considered an independent entity, separate from the rest of Sukkot, and therefore gets its own Shechayonu. You know why? It's so different than the rest of Sukkot in terms of mitzvahs. Sharei Cholok Begimul Dvarim. In three ways we find Shmini Atzeres is separate from the rest of Sukkot. B'sukkah, we no longer use a sukkah. If it's really Shmini Atzeres, as a show, we don't use a sukkah. V'lulav, we no longer shake lulav. V'nisachamayim, we no longer pour the water on the mizbeach, which was done all throughout Sukkot by the Talmud Shel Shachar. So we find three distinctions. Apparently, it's a special, separate Yom Tov. Ul Rabbi Yehuda, however, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, but Lug HaYevanasach Kol Shmoni, he yelled that you would do Nisach HaMayim even on the 8th day of Sukkot. So you would use a Lug instead of three Lugin, and it would happen all throughout the 8 days of Yom Tov. So that distinction is no longer here, because Nisach HaMayim applies on the 8th as well as on the 7th and the 6th and so on. But still, we have two Chilukim, Harei Cholok Beis Dvarim. With respect to two things, we find a Chiluk. Sukkah and Lulav. Iyach, if that's the case, Shvi'i Shel Pesach Nami. What about Shvi'i Shel Pesach? That's two. That's also different. Harei Cholok B'Achilas Matzah. When it comes to Matzah, we find a difference between the first night of Pesach, where there is a Chiv to have Matzah, as opposed to Shvi'i Shel Pesach, where there is no such Chiv. Apparently, it's a different Yom Tov. The Amar Ma'ar, as we learned, Laila Harishayna Chayva. There's a chayva to have matzah on the first night. Mikan ve'elach v'shus, but past that first night, it's just optional. So why isn't that sufficient grounds to consider Shvi'i Shel Pesach as a separate independent Yom Tov? Now, how are you going to compare this to Shmini Atzeres? The Shvi'i Shel Pesach is different. Different in nature than the first night of Pesach. True. I agree with that. The first night is a chayva of matzah. But on the seventh day of Pesach. But miyayim in a chalak, He's no different than the first day of Pesach. There's no Chiv Matzah on the first day of Pesach. So he's really one continuous entity with the beginning of Yom Tov. He's only different than the first night. But if we proceed further to the first day, there is no Chiv Matzah, and likewise the seventh day of Pesach doesn't have a Chiv Matzah. So they're both similar in nature, and there's no distinction. There's no reason to consider it an independent Yom Tov. That's why Pesach. Hach, as opposed to Shmini Atzeres. Afilu miyom na michalak. Shmini Atzeres is so different than even the first day of Sukkot, where you sit in the Sukkah, you shake Lulav, which you don't do in Shmini Atzeres. Ravina Amar, I'll give you another reason to be mechalak between Shmini Atzeres and Shviyah Shel Pesach. Zecholak Mishalafana, very simple. Shmini Atzeres is different in nature than the days immediately preceding him. On day 7 of Sukkot, we shake Lulav, we sit in the Sukkah. On day 8, we don't. So you see that he's set apart. And the rest, he's his own Yom Tov. Vezecholak Mishalafnefanav, as opposed to the 7th day of Pesach, the contrast there is not between himself and the days immediately preceding him. No, there's no difference there. The difference is between himself and the days before the days before him, meaning between the day 7 and day 1, or night 1. So as far as himself and the days preceding him, there's no difference. Right? It's only regarding matzah. The first night we have a chiv, on the seventh day we don't. But as far as the days between night 1 and day 7, there's no difference between them and day 7. And therefore, we consider it to be one continuous hemshech, one continuous Yom Tov, which does not deserve his own Shechiyonu, as opposed to Shmini Atzeres. It's an independent Yom Tov, and he gets his own Shechiyonu. It's a new Zman, it's a new opportunity, it's a new experience. Rav Papa Amar, if we take a look at the Psukim by the Karbanis, we will find that in the Lashon of the Psukim, the day of Shmini Atzeres is indeed considered separate and independent from the days preceding him. Hachaksev par, on the 8th day of Sukkot, the Torah requires one par to be brought as a carbon. Hasam ksiv par, as opposed to the other days of Sukkot, we have a multitude of par, many, many par. The way it worked was, on the first day of Sukkot, it was 13 par. Next day went down to 12, to 11, to 8. On the 8th day, it totally dropped. It didn't work with the same system. It wasn't sequential, it was just one par. So it's pretty clear that he works according to his own rules. It's his own Yom Tov. Ha ksiv par, hasam ksiv parim. So over here it says only one par. Over there, rest of Sukkot, we have many parim. So apparently he's unrelated. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, ha ksiv bayoyim. On the 8th day it says, bayoyim hashmini atzeres tielachem. Hasam ksiv ubayoyim. During the other days of Sukkot, we find that the Torah connects the days to each other. Uba yom hasheni, uba yom hashlishi, levav achibur denotes attachment. They all relate to each other. They're one sequence, one system. Shmini Atzeres, it's without the vav. Bayoyim, apparently, it's an independent entity, unconnected to the previous days. One more, Rav Ashi Omar, hachaksev kemishpat. In describing the karbonis of Shmini Atzeres, the Torah uses the word kemishpat, the way it's meant to be on this day. Hasam ksiv kemishpatam, as opposed to the other days of Sukkot, we have the word kemishpatam denoting connection. They're all part of one system, one sequence, one arrangement, and therefore we assume the Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov. So in summary, we had Rabbi Yechon's Chiddush, he makes a separate Shechiyonu, he calls it a Brach of Zman. In honor of Shmini Atzeres, it's an independent Yom Tov. We see that Torah sets it apart from the other days of Sukkot, with respect to Sukkah, Lulav, and Nisach HaMayim. We find differences in Lashonis in the Psukim. We find that he only needs one par, as opposed to the many brought throughout Sukkot. Bayoyim without a vav, and Kemishpat, denoting independence and separation. Leib HaMasayel, perhaps we can have a bright or a b'yechon from a bright, that there's a new Brach of Shechiyon or Shmini Atzeres. The Brisa says Haparim Va'elim Va'kvasim, all these different types of karbonis, cows, rams, sheep, that are brought on Sukkot. Ma'ak Ben Ze'ezeh, they're dependent on each other. Unless you have the entire package, you cannot bring any of them. Rabbi Da'imer, no, Parim Ein Ma'ak Ben Ze'ezeh. When it comes to Parim, they're not so vital, they're not critical to the success of the other karbonis. Why? Why do I discriminate on the Parim? Because we see that the Torah minimize, they diminish, they dwindle in number as the Yom Tov proceeds. You begin with 13, down to 12, down to 11. Apparently the Torah is not so makbid on the Purim, therefore even if you're missing them all together, they're not vital and critical. Amar Lo, the Chacham responded, if you can work with that formula, what about the other Kabbalahs, the Elam and the Kvasim? V'alekulam mismatin v'alekhan b'shmini. If you take a look at the 8th day of Sukkot, not only is it one par, so it's very much diminished, but when it comes to the rams, it's only one aisle, as opposed to two a day which are brought throughout Sukkot. When it comes to the Kvasim as well, you're down to 7 instead of your typical 14. So all Karbanos go down in number. Perhaps that's an indication of unimportance. So why are you being Mechalik? You're saying, well, Parim, if they're missing, you could do without them, because we see that they go down in number. Apparently, Torah is not so makbid. Well, on Shmini Atzeres, all of them go down in number. Amar Lehen, Rabbi the response, you can't prove from Shmini Atzeres. Shmini regel b'fnei atzmihu. Shmini Atzeres is an independent Yom Tov. It's not reckoned as part of the Sukkot's arrangement with respect to Karbanos. And therefore, you can't derive anything from there and apply it to the Karbanos of Yom Tov, as opposed to Purim, where the numbers dwindle within the Yom Tov itself. Right? I mentioned you start with 13, go down to 12, to 11, to within the Yom Tov itself, you see that the numbers get reduced. Apparently, the Torah is not so makbid on them, therefore they're not vital and critical to the success of the entire package. So let's go take a look at Rashi, off to the right here, about two lines up. The Rashi says, Parim ve'elim v'kvasim, hamurim v'karbonis ha'chag kol yom. All the animals, all the karbonis that he brought on the days of Sukkot, ma'akim ze'aseh, which means, m'chaser echad mem, if one of them is missing, min ha'ru'in liyom, ein makrivin. One of them is missing, you can't be mak of the rest. Rabbi Yehuda maintained, parma different, sharim is smatin. Miyayim al yayim, we see on a daily basis, they just go down and drop one a day. Amo lekapa de lerachman, apparently Torah is not so makbid on them. Hilkach af, hamurim al yayim, ein makfin. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, even the required number for that particular day isn't miyakiv. Amr lay, they responded, imakana talamit, if you're working with this premise, that diminishing numbers are indicative of lack of importance, when it comes to the other animals as well, they should not be ma'akib. Why? They all go down in numbers when it comes to this 8th day of Yom Tov. All throughout Sukkot we have 2 rams and 14 sheep. However, on the 8th you have only 1 ayil echad v'shiva kvasim. So why isn't that a reflection of lack of importance? Rabbi Yehuda responds, Shmini, that's regular b'fnei atzmihu. It's working based on a different arrangement. You can't compare his kabbalah to the rest of Yom Tov. And it doesn't reflect anything regarding the importance of the kabbalah sachag. Continues the Gemara, 3 lines from the bottom. So we're still in the midst of Rabbi Yehuda's response. He says, look, Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov. With regards to what? How is it separate? So Rabbi Yehuda spells it out. He says, "Shekeshem sheshivas yimeachag." We find that the 8th day has its own characteristics, its own Yom Tov characteristics. It sort of mirrors and parallels the rest of Yom Tov. He's considered independent by nature. How? "Shekeshem sheshivas yimeachag." Just as you find throughout all 7 days of Sukkot until Shmini Atzeres, to unin carbon, you have to bring karbanis. Vishir, the Levim, would sing Shira, Rashi explains. They would pretty much go along the same line, keep the same theme, which was a Shira which with the harvesting content, describing the harvesting of the crops and urging the proper fulfillment of the Matonis Aniyim, Tzedakat Aniyim. So that was the theme all throughout Sukkot when it came to the Shira of the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash. Ubracha. We're going to see soon what this is. Vilina. Lina means sleeping over in Yerushalayim. So Rashi explains, actually, Rashi Tais explains, actually there are 2 separate concepts when it comes to Lina. Lina was a chiyuv whenever one brought a carbon. Bring a carbon, just go home. You don't just disappear. Bring the carbon, you stay around like a good guest. they only leave the next morning. So that happened whenever you brought a carbon. Lina was required. There was another chiv lina when it comes to yomtiv. Even without bringing a carbon, you come for yomtiv to either regal, you stay overnight, and you only leave the next morning. So all 7 days of yomtiv have lina. What does this mean? There are really two aspects included in this statement. The first day of yomtiv, which was really yomtiv, required lina. Irrelevant of whether or not you brought a carbon, you have to stay overnight like a good guest. Stay over and then leave the next morning to go back home. And we say all 7 days of Yom Tov need lina. Rashi explains that means if it so happens that he didn't bring his obligatory karbonis, he meant to bring karbonis, oilas ru'iya, chagiga, when you come for oil regla. If you haven't brought it on the first day and you happen to bring it on a different day of Yom Tov, then you have a chiv lina on account of your karbon. So either way, the 7 days of Yom Tov featured this concept of lina. So we have four things: carbon, shir, bracha, and lina apply to the 7 days of Sukkot. Likewise, says Rabbi Yehuda, av shmini, the same thing regarding shmini atzeres. It's considered its own independent yantav, which features these four characteristics, these four elements. To own carbon, it has its own carbon, as we mentioned earlier. Vishir has its own type of shir. Unlike the other shir, which was sung throughout Sukkot, Rashi says he's not sure what it is, it's not clear. Tesis brings, perhaps it's Lamartzeach ala Shminis, which is Til Mut Beis, which they used to sing in the Shul. Perhaps they did it in the Beis HaMikdash as well. So it's its own different type of Shir. Ubracha. If they need its own Bracha, so we'll see what this is. The Gemara is going to assume that it's Shechiyon. Vilina, and once again, you have to stay overnight after Shmini Atzeres. Okay, in any case, how does this pertain to us? So this is the end of the Brice. How is this relevant to us, to our discussion regarding Shechiyonu? We have a clear raya. It says the Gemara that Shechiyonu is meant to be said on the eighth day as well. It's a separate Yom Tov, a right to Rabbi Yochanan. What then does bracha mean? All 7 days require bracha, and the eighth day requires bracha. What does bracha mean? We're assuming it's Shechiyonu. My love is man. Should we not assume that when Rabbi Yehuda mentioned the word bracha, he meant Shechiyonu? Apparently, you make a new Shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres, it's right to Rabbi Yechon. Lo, he says the Gemara, not at all. Birchas HaMazon HaTefillah. What does this mean? Let's go over to Rashi on top. My love's man. Hach bracha dekom Rabbi Yehuda Mayi. What was he referring to? Lav hainu zman la'atzman? Perhaps that Shmini Atzeres needs its own Shechiyonu? No, Birchas HaMazon. The Ar Hashta Amrinan Es Yoyim Chag HaSukkos HaZeh. What he meant that we change our reference. We change our point of reference. Instead of Chag HaSukkos, we refer to it as Yom Shmini Atzeres. V'kan es Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres HaZeh. So he didn't mean Shechiyonu. He meant that when we daven, we say Brachas HaMazon, we say Kiddush, we no longer refer to Shmini Atzeres as Sukkos, but rather as Shmini Atzeres. But he's not speaking about Shechiyonu, and there's no riot to Rabbi Yechon. Says the Gemara, Chinami Mestavr. In fact, I prove that the Brice is not discussing Shechiyonu. Why? This Hakadaitach Zman, because if the Brisa would be speaking about Shechiyonu, how can the Brisa say that all throughout Yom Tov, all throughout the 7 days you have Zman? Zman kol Shiva Mi'ika. Since when do you have Shechiyonu all throughout 7 days? You say it on the first day and that's it. Hala Kasha, that wouldn't be a Kasha. Diloi Barucha Idna. All the Brisa means is that if he didn't have the opportunity to make the Bracha on the first day, he could always make it up. Mevaruch L'macha. He'll say the Shechiyonu on the next day, or Liyam Achrina, or the following day. That's all it meant. 1 second, how can he do that? You need a kais of yain to enable him to make the Shechiyonu. And who says he has wine past the first day of Yom Tov? Actually assumes that their wine supply was limited and was already consumed on the first day of Yom Tov. Why do we assume that he has access to wine on Chol HaMoed? Oh, perhaps it's going to be a right to Rav Nachman that you don't need wine. Don't Rav Nachman, Zman. The bracha of Shechiyonu Oimroi Afilu Bashuk, that can be said even out in the street with the Arab Kois. Isn't this a writer of Nachman? The Amras Be'inim Kois, because if you say a Kois is required, it won't work here. Kois Kol Yoyma Mi'ika, since when does he have access to a Kois all throughout Chol HaMoed? Says, come on, Dilma De'ikla Le Kois. Perhaps he has a Kois. He happened to find some wine. That's what the Brice is referring to. Perhaps a Kois of wine is a requirement when it comes to Shechiyonu. The Raisa says you can make Shechianu all throughout the 7 days. It means if he missed the opportunity on the first day, he could always make it up later, provided he has a kais. So conclusion, we don't really have a raya. Either way, we figured we're speaking about Shechianu, which will be said on the 8th day. The Gemara said, no, perhaps we're simply referring to the nusach of Tefillah, Berachas HaMazon, and we're referring to it as Yom Shemini Atzeres instead of Sukkot. We're not speaking about Shechianu. We can't prove that that's the case. Perhaps it is speaking about Shechianu. And the Bryce is simply speaking, well, he didn't make it the first day, he's making it up, and he has a kais. So it's not possible one way or the other. We don't have a right. Continues the Gemara. V'savar Rabbi Yehuda, is that true that Rabbi Yehuda holds Shmini Ton Lina? That Shmini Atzeres requires sleeping over in Yerushalayim? Right? That was the way Rabbi Yehuda presented Shmini Atzeres. It needs Lina. Is that true? It seems inconsistent with another halacha presented in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. V'atani, listen to this price. Rabbi Yehuda. Menayin l'Pesach Sheni She'ina Ton Lina. Fellow couldn't bring Pesach Rishon. He is Tamei, or was far away from Yerushalayim. He skipped the Pesach Rishon. He could always make it up, bring the carbon during Pesach Sheni, Yudal Be'ir. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Minayin l'Pesach Sheni. How do we know that Pesach Sheni is not considered, not regarded on the same level as Pesach Rishon? She'ena ton lina. You don't have to sleep over in Yerushalayim. Lina is not required. Shenema, Upaniso v'boiker v'olachta lo yilecho. Here's the pasuk of lina. Coming to visit me, you're coming to bring a carbon, you're coming to spend Yom Tov with me, wait until morning. Open Isu, a biker, and then go back home. So the Pasuk here is actually referring to a Pesach Rishon. So Lina is applied to Pesach Rishon. Vuksiv, what does the Pasuk say afterwards? Sheshes Yom Teichel Matzis. You meant to have your Matzis aside from the first day, you meant to have it 6 days following as well. So it's a 7 day Yom Tov. And we learn from here that the concept of lina only applies to a 7 day yom tov. Es shaton, shishaton lina, only a type of yom tov, such as Pesach Rishon, which has this halacha of refraining from chametz all throughout the 6 or 7 days. Lina is applied as well. Es she'enaton shisha, as opposed to Pesach Sheni, which has no halacha to eat matzah, to refrain from chametz all throughout the 6 and 7 days. Enaton lina, there's no lina applied there. Rashi says, on Pesach Sheni, you can have your chametz. As long as you have your matzah with the Pesach, you have that mitzvah, afterwards you can go and have your sandwich. Rashi and Chumash actually says, you can't have the chametz and matzah together as one. Because then you're not having matzah. It has to be a mitzvah, achilas matzah, but then you can have chametz. There's no chametz restrictions at all. And therefore, says the Gemara, there is no lina. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yehuda speaking. Now let's analyze the brisa. L'mu'utei mai, what is he coming to exclude? When is there no lina? My love l'mu'utei name shmini shalchag. Let's assume that he's going to exclude even shmini atzeres because it's not an 8-day yomtiv. It's not a 7-day yomtiv. It's not a 6-day yomtiv. It doesn't conform to these guidelines. Lina only applies to a full-fledged yomtiv. So this is in direct contradiction to Rabbi Yehuda, who told us that there is lina on the 8th day of Sukkot, because even though it's just a single day, it's a 1-day yomtiv. Says Marlai, no, not at all. Lim ute pesach sheni de kavasei. A 1 day yom tov like Shavuos, Shmini Atzeres, has lina requirements. The Brisa here is simply mimamait pesach sheni, which is similar in nature to pesach rishon. So we're just mimamait something similar to itself, meaning pesach rishon has lina, but not pesach sheni. Because pesach sheni is not a yom tov at all. So it doesn't get lina, but a different type of yom tov. Even if it's a short-lived Yom Tov, say 1 day Yom Tov, Shavuos, Shmini Atzeres, we'll still have lina. Hachinami Mestaver says the Gemara, I'll even prove the point to you. What are we proving? That Rabbi Yehuda is just excluding Pesach Sheni, but any other Yom Tov, as short as it may be, or any other similar experience, as we're going to see soon, Bikurim. Even though it's a short-lived experience, it needs lina. That's not have Bikurim to unin carbon. When you bring Bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash, you have to bring a carbon with them. Vishir, and the Levim would sing a special shir in honor of Bikurim. Utnufa, you have to wave about the Bikurim. Velina, you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim. So that's the Mishnah. Who is the Manda Omar of this Mishnah? It's Rabbi Yehuda. How do you know? Man Shamas Le Amar Tznufa. Who is the Man Amar that requires Tznufa to be performed on Yibikurim? Rabbi Yehuda. V'Ka'amar Toron Lina. Apparently this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The fact that he requires Tznufa is indicative of the fact that it's Rabbi Yehuda. And Lina is associated with Bikurim. So you see that unless it's Pesach Sheni, which isn't Yom Tov at all, and is excluded from that pasuk, otherwise Lina is something meant to be done. Whether Shavuos, whether Bikurim, or Shmini Atzer, Sanya. How do we know that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that requires Tznufa by Bikurim? The Sanya Bida Omer, V'Nachta. See, the pasuk says that you take your Bikurim, V'Nichoy Lefnei Hashem. Right, the kohen takes it and puts it lefnei Hashem by the mizbeach, and then the pasuk again says that vihinachtei, you'll place it by the mizbeach. Why are you placing it again? It's already there. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, apparently something happened in between. You placed it near the mizbeach, and you picked it up again. You did tenufa, and then you placed it back again. Rabbi Yehuda, vihinachtei, did tenufa. The fact that he has to place it again alongside the Mizbeach, after he already did it once, apparently something happened in between, he lifted it to do the Tznufa. You're maintaining that it's referring to Tznufa. Perhaps the pasuk is simply describing placing the Bikurim near the Mizbeach. That's it. A one-time placement. That doesn't work. Once the pasuk already said he's going to place it near the Mizbeach, we've already addressed placement. It's already there. What is he doing placing it again? It's already on the floor. Apparently, Tznufa happened in between. So it was set up alongside the Mizbeach, lifted for Tznufa, and then put back again. So Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says Bikurim needs Tznufa. And the Mishnah, which describes Bikurim needing Tznufa and Lina, apparently is Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the maskana? Lina is a necessary element in the Bikurim experience. Likewise, in the Shmini Atzeres experience, only one exception is Pesach Sheni. How do you know, says the Gemara? V'dilmar Blazer ben Yaakovi, looking for a Manda Amar, who applies Tznufa to Bikurim, I found another Manda Amar, Blazer ben Yaakov. So maybe he's the author of that Mishnah. That Bikurim needs Tznufa and Lina, but not Rabbi Yehuda. The Sani is defined in a Brice. Pasuk says, V'lokach ha-koin atene biyodecho, the coin will take the basket from your hands. What does this teach us? Limud ala bikurim shetu'una tenufa. Tu'una needs tenufa. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. How do you see tenufa in this pasuk? My time with the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Asya yad yad mishlamim. We learn Egzeres Shava. We connect the psukim of bikurim to the psukim of shlamim through the words yad. Ksivach avalokach koin atem miyadecha. Bikurim, it says the kohen will take the tenet, the basket, from your hands. So we have the word yad. Uksev ha'asam yadav tvi'ena es isha Hashem. And we find by the tenufa of the carbon shlomim, the word yadav, hands, yadav tvi'ena, speaking about the owner, the baal of the carbon, will bring the shlomim, and the pasuk over there continues and says it's going to be a tenufa. We connect the two things. We say makan kohen af lahalan kohen. And just as over here by Bikurim, we make mention of the coin, right? In that first pasuk, look at a coin, a tenem yodecha, so a coin is in the picture. Afalhalan coin, likewise by Shlomim, the coin will be involved in the tenufa procedure. Umalahalan balam, and just as by Shlomim, the balam, the owner is involved, yodav to yena, is in reference to the owner's hands. Afkan balam, likewise by Bikurim, we have the owner involved in the tenufa. So according to Rabbi Elazar, we learn the concept of tenufa through this Gzeirah Shav. Yad, Yad from Shlam. Tenufa is required there, required here. And in both cases, it's a joint effort by the Balam and the Kohen. How does this work? Okay, it's that I can both do Tenufa at once. Kohen maniach yod tachas yad ha-Balam. I mean, the Kohen places his hands beneath the hands of the owner, and they do Tenufa together. Says Rashi, three lines from the bottom. Ma kan bebikurim kohen dechsev lokach ha-Kohen. Just as by Bikurim, we have the Kohen involved. Over there by Shlomim as well. And just as by Shlomim we have the owner involved, by Bikurim as well. How does this work? The Kohen places his hands underneath, means lower, under the hands of the Balam. So Rashi says, it doesn't necessarily mean that the Kohen places his hands directly underneath the Balam. Rather, tachas yad abalam means balam oichsin besfas atena. So you have a basket with a rim. The owner grabs hold of the rim. The kohen maniach yad of tachas shulam. The kohen places his hands beneath the bottom of the basket. V'chem nefarish m'seches bikurim, as explained in m'seches bikurim. Tosfos explains the reason is because otherwise it's chatzitza. Right? If the kohen is going to place his hands beneath the owner's hands, the kohen will not be touching the basket directly. So this way we worked it out that the balam holds onto the sides, the kohen on bottom, and the tufa together. So bottom line is we don't have a raya at the Mishnah Bikurim, which associated Bikurim with Tnufa and Lina, is Rabbi Yehuda, because perhaps it's Rabbi Yaakov who requires Tnufa of a Bikurim as well, and perhaps he's the one that says Lina. So we can no longer prove that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lina is a requirement by Bikurim. We couldn't prove it one way or the other. Okay, getting back to our discussion regarding the Brach of Shechiyanu on Shmini Atzeres. Rabbi Yechon maintained it's a separate Yom Tov, requires a special Brach. Ma'i Havi Allah says the Gemara four lines from the bottom. Let's go back to our Shaila. What's the conclusion? Do we or do we not make a Brach of Shechiyanu on Shmini Atzeres? Rav Nachlekes. Rav Nachman Amar, Oimrim Zman B'Shmini Shechag. You do make a separate Zman, separate Shechiyanu, in honor of Shmini Atzeres. It's a separate, independent Yom Tov. Rav Sheshi Samar, Ein Oimrim Zman B'Shmini Shechag. No, we don't make Zman on Shmini Shechag. In some ways, Shmini Shechag is considered part of the previous Yom Tov's experience. The Gemara speaks about Hashlama. A person misses the opportunity, doesn't bring a carbon that he's meant to bring throughout the 7 days of Sukkot. It's Chagiga, it's Eilas Riya. He can make it up on the 8th day. So you see, when it comes to Hashlama, the 8th, Shmini Atzeres, is still somewhat connected. He identifies with the previous Yom Tov. And therefore, says Rav Sheshes, that's enough of a connection. That's enough of a relationship, and we don't allow a special Shechiyanu. It's not really considered a fully independent entity, and doesn't really justify Shechiyanu. V'ilchus says the Gemara, what's the bottom line? Oimrim Zman B'Shmini Shechag, as we do today. We speak a special Shechiyanu on Shmini Atzeres. Tanya, we say to Rav Nachman, we have a right to Rav Nachman, and indeed, a Shechiyanu is required. Shmini Regel B'Fnei Atzma. We're going to have a list of 6 items which highlight the fact that Shmini Atzeres is a separate, independent Yom Tov. Linin Pazar Kashav. So this is a Rashi Tevis, representing 6 concepts. What are these things? Pious. Pazar, the pay is pious. Pious Pnei Atzma, a separate lottery. Which means that all throughout Yom Tov, the Kohanim would follow a certain arrangement to determine who gets the schus, the makiv karbonis. When it comes to Shmini Atzeres, it worked on its own rules. Had its own guidelines. It didn't work with the same arrangement as the previous days. Zman b'fnei atzmai, it deserved its own Shechiyanu. Regel b'fnei atzmai, considered its own Yom Tov. Rashi says, we no longer sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. Karbon b'fnei atzmai. The number of karbonis and Shmini Atzeres are very much unlike the number of karbonis brought throughout Yom Tov, as we discussed earlier. Shir b'fnei atzmai, when it comes to the Shir of the Levim during the karbonis, it's its own independent a theme. It doesn't work along the theme of the Shira of Sukkot. And finally, Bracha b'fnei atzmai, according to the first Pshat and Rashi, it's referring to the Bracha of Tefillah, Bracha of Brachas HaMazon, Kiddush. We no longer refer to it as Sukkot, it's rather as Shmini Atzeres. So we have 5 reasons to consider Shmini Atzeres as a separate Yom Tov. And indeed, we recite a special Shechiyanu in honor of this new Zman. So in summation, Rabbi Yechon tells us a Chiddush, V'ya'imrim Shechiyanu on Shmini Shal Sukkot, it's a separate independent Yom Tov. In which way is it separate? We have a whole long list of distinctions. Shmini Atzeres is set apart from the days which precede it in regards to 3 things. Sukkah, right, no longer sit in the Sukkah. Lulav, you no longer shake lulav. And Nisach HaMayim, according to Tanakama, only apply throughout Sukkot and not in Shmini Atzeres. Likewise, in the Pesukim, we find a distinction we find that it's only one par on Shmini Atzeres, as opposed to many brought throughout Sukkot. Apparently, he's on a different track. The pasuk refers to Shmini Atzeres as biyoyim, without the vav, denoting separation and independence. Kimishpat, its own rules, its own guidelines, as opposed to kimishpatam, used to describe the karbanos throughout Sukkot. Shmini Atzeres mirrors your typical Yom Tov with respect to its own karban, its own shir, its own bracha, and chiyuv lino. And finally, we have Pazar Kashav, has its own lottery system for the Kalihanim, has its own zman, shachyanu. It's its own regal. It's no longer sitting in the sukkah, its own type of karban, its own shir. And the nusach ha-bracha, tefillah, bracha samazin, and kiddush, is different. We refer to it as Shmini Atzeres rather than sukkahs. Okay, let's do a quick chazara. Do we sit in the sukkah of Shmini Atzeres in the Chutz Laaretz, where we have a suffix, whether it's really day 7 chayiv in sukkah? Rav Machlokes bin Rav and Rabbi Yechon. According to the first version of the Gemara, Rav held, we treat it like day 7 completely, with respect to yeshiva, basukkah, and bracha. Rabbi Yechon says, we sit in the sukkah, but don't make a bracha, which will appear to be a stira to the kedusha of Yom Tov Shmini. According to version 2 of the Gemara, all agree there's no bracha. Machlokes regarding sitting. Rav says we sit in the sukkah. Rabbi Yechon says we don't sit in the sukkah. The maskana of the Gemara is we sit without a bracha. We spoke about chiyuv lina. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no lina Pesach Sheni. It's not really a Yom Tov which requires lina, but there is lina. On all the other Yom Tov, even the short Yom Tov in Shavuos, and Shmini Atzeres, and we have the concept of lina by Bikurim as well. Rabbi Yechanan was machadish that Shmini Atzeres is a separate independent entity which requires its own Shechiyanu. Rav Nachman concurs with that, and that seems to be the halacha l'maisa, v'luchas ha'omrim zman b'shmini shachag. Kol tov to you, and much atzlacha.